Welcome to Lost Ladies of Lit, the podcast dedicated to dusting off forgotten women writers. As independent podcasters, we rely on contributions from listeners like yourself to help us offset some of the costs of producing this podcast. Patreon members receive two extra monthly episodes for $3 each, with no long-term commitment. But that said, last week's show was so much fun that Kim and I thought we'd share a portion of that bonus episode with everyone. We had McNally Editions editor Lucy Scholes join us for a lively game of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Elizabeth Taylor the author or Elizabeth Taylor the actress? Now, Lucy is a highly qualified contestant for this game, given that she collaborated with Pushkin Press Classics on a wonderful 2023 short story collection called A Different Sound. That book is newly out in paperback this spring and includes a story from the English writer Elizabeth Taylor, as well as 10 other mid-century women writers. Lucy's also a big fan of the 2023 Roger Lewis biography, Erotic Vagrancy, about actress Elizabeth Taylor and her wild on and off screen relationship with Richard Burton. It's a book that Lucy, with all the skill of a professional literary critic, describes in our show as, quote, bonkers. To unlock that episode, which runs almost 40 minutes, go to lostladiesoflit.com and click Become a Patron. In the meantime, please enjoy our lightning round competition of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And test your own knowledge of the Elizabeth Taylors. Lucy, hi. Are you ready for this?
I am ready. I'm very nervous because I have a feeling that I'm going to embarrass myself by not getting any right. But, you know, if I'm going to risk my reputation anywhere, it's going to be here for you guys. So let's go for it.
Okay, so I've collected some lines from Erotic Vagrancy that are attributed to Elizabeth Taylor, the actress. And then I've taken lines that are directly from the author, Elizabeth Taylor's work. So the two of you are going to take turns here. I will read a line and then you can just say author or actress. So we will take it from here, and I'll try to keep score as we go. Kim, we're going to start with you.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous. Here we go.
Here's the line.
Okay.
Good luck.
The most sensible thing to do to people you hate is to drink their brandy. Author or actress?
I'm going to go with author.
Correct. It is the author from her third novel, A View of the Harbor.
Well, they're on.
It does sound like something the actress would have said, though.
It does.
Lucy, you're up next. I think you're going to get this one.
Don't set me up for failure. Don't do it.
My earliest memory is of pain.
That's got to be the actress.
Yes, because you remember she burned her hand on the fireplace as a little girl.
Yes. Okay, good. Thank you.
I think she might have written that in her autobiography or something like that. That's like a famous line from her. Okay, Kim.
Okay.
We are stuck like chicken feathers to tar for lovely always.
I'm just going to go with actress just because it almost seems like it would be the author. So I'm just going to think that you're trying to trick me.
It is the actress.
Yeah.
She said that to Richard Burton upon their second marriage in 1975.
How romantic.
It's like a nice line. It does sound like.
No, seriously, Lucy. It's very authorly.
Yeah.
Writerly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love these.
Okay. So Lucy, you're up next. I lust thee.
Oh, that's hard. I'm glad I didn't get that one.
I lust thee. I mean, it sounds more like something that Richard Burton would say rather than Taylor. Okay, I'm going to go with actress.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, phew. Okay.
The V was a little bit like,
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one, Amy. You're good.
It was in her... not Kiss Me, Kate. The Taming of the Shrew. That's what I mean to say. So maybe she was in that phase.
Oh, yeah. She'd been doing a lot of Shakespeare, so she's throwing in the V's and mouths.
But yeah, I kind of like that line also. There should be a differentiation between I love thee and I lust thee.
Yeah.
Okay, Kim, time for you again.
All right.
It's best to turn to no one, to seek to please no one, as if there were only one self in the world. The pleasure of others is a byproduct, after all, and if ever the whispering voices are allowed to crowd out the one voice, the result is this, a sort of high-pitched silliness, a terrible silliness.
I'm going to go with author.
Yes, correct. But it does, again, sound like something Elizabeth Taylor actually might have said.
I mean, it's not like an easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really had to think. Yeah.
Okay, Lucy. I truly itched to hurt him physically by some violent and abusive act, to hit him across the mouth.
Well, I would say it sounds like the actress, but I think she did hit him rather than just wanting to. So I'm going to go with the author.
And you would be correct. You guys are actually doing really well. I mean, you're right. Elizabeth Taylor wouldn't say, I wanted to hit him.
Yeah. She'd just be bashing him across the face.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a tie game.
All right.
And I don't think anybody's missed one yet. Kim, your turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I sort of detached myself as though I were floating upward and looking down with great clarity on the two of us, like in a Chagall painting.
Author.
That's the actress. Believe it or not, she said that upon recollecting seeing Richard Burton walking toward her at an event, and it was sort of like an out-of-body experience for her.
She's so cool, first of all. And second of all, I kind of thought in a way that it would almost too easy to think that it was the author. So I should have gone with that instinct, but you got me. All right.
Okay.
Jump me, Amy.
Yes, I think we have never given Elizabeth Taylor, the actress, enough credit that she...
Yeah, she knows her Chagall. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Lucy.
Okay.
My heart was broken, and then I knew in reality there is no death.
Ooh, that's hard.
These are so hard.
Oh my God.
I'm not happy about this.
How much time did you spend doing this?
Well, like I said, I was reading them concurrently. So,
gonna go with author.
Wrong. It was the actress, but I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself if you can maybe remember whose death she was brokenhearted about.
That's even more embarrassing because I can't.
Oh. So to help you, isn't it the actor who...
No, there were a lot of actors that died in her life and that she was really upset about. This was her childhood pet, a chipmunk named Nibbles.
Oh my God, Amy, this is awesome. Way to go. I love you.
Is this ringing a bell now, Lucy?
Yeah, it is. And I'm mortified that I didn't remember Nibbles' death scene. I clearly didn't read this book as intensely as I thought. I'm sorry to Nibbles. Okay.
Sorry, Nibbles.
Yes. Yeah. Rest in peace, Nibbles. Kim.
Yes.
Society necessarily has a great many little rules, especially relating to the behavior of women.
This is really hard now. I feel like it's getting harder. I'm going to say author.
Correct. That is from At Mrs. Lippincott's novel. Okay. So.
Okay.
But it really could apply equally to both of them. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Lucy, your turn.
Yeah.
When I came to, it was like being given sight, hearing, touch, and a sense of color, like I had just come out of my own womb.
Actress.
Correct.
That's what I said too.
Cool.
Yeah.
She was describing regaining consciousness after one of her many near fatal maladies. She was hospitalized a lot. So she often talked about all of that.
I couldn't imagine Taylor, the writer, using the word womb for some reason. Mm. It's not.
Oh, interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is in there in one of the, but I don't know. Something about it just seemed. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, we need a digital scholar to research that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's funny, I have you guys tied on my score sheet, but Kim, I feel like you haven't missed any, and Lucy missed one.
No, I missed one.
Oh, okay, so you're tied.
Missed one.
Yeah.
Okay, got it, okay. So it's your turn now, Kim,
okay.
I think. I can feel the blood rush through my body, rushing like red water over the boulders in my pain-filled neck and shoulders.
Actress?
Correct.
Because okay. as I just said, she had a lot of physical, you know, maladies. Yeah. I don't know what that one was. Oh, no, this was a quote about going through withdrawal because she also suffered from drug addiction. So this was from a journal she kept while at the Betty Ford Clinic. She wrote that line.
Okay,
Lucy, to avoid hurting people needs constant vigilance. As one grows older, one is less and less equal to the task. There are so many cruelties of omission.
Also.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel like Liz Taylor, the actress, is that concerned about hurting people.
No. She's more talking about herself. Yeah.
And that is from her third novel, A View of the Harbor.
Mm.
Okay, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if I've been a Jew all my life.
Actress, Elizabeth Taylor, the actress.
Correct. Yeah. And that coincided with her relationship with Eddie Fisher, who was Jewish.
She is too much. I mean,
this is great. Lucy, it is dangerous to think people human who once have been divine.
Author.
Yes.
So, okay.
From A Game of Hide and Seek, her novel.
Ooh.
Okay. You guys are getting better at this. Kim,
mm-hmm.
pour yourself a drink, put on some lipstick, and pull yourself together.
Actress.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. You didn't know that, Lucy.
No, I was thinking that reminded me of one of the stories I nearly picked for, I can't remember which one it was now, but there was that. That's a really good one. That would have caught me out.
I mean, yeah. How perfect that these are just great.
And that was her famous advice for the heartbroken. That's what she said you needed to do.
Good advice.
Pull yourself together.
Yeah.
Lucy, forbidden fruit would be just as boring as the other kind if we ate it all the time.
Ooh, that's hard.
That's hard. These are getting harder. Author?
Correct. You're just guessing.
Yeah, we totally are. Yeah. You did a really good job picking these.
Kim,
mm-hmm.
it was like going to bed in fairyland with the windows all wide open and the firelight flickering on the ceiling and walls.
Oh, God. I just want to say actress because I want this to be a description of one of her honeymoons or something. So I'm going to go with actress.
It is actress and it is a description of her childhood bedroom.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lucy... Beautiful women do not need to hurry.
Author.
Yes. I think you're catching on that a lot of what I was choosing is actually the opposite of what you would think.
Yeah, we're learning. But then it's like, are you just tricking us by making us think you're doing that?
That's right, weird. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's like, yeah.
So that line was from her sixth novel, The Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Kim.
Yes.
I never think about having children now. All that business bores me enormously.
Author.
Yes, it's the author. Elizabeth Taylor, the actress, did have several children. So this is a character from the author's novella, Hester Lilly.
Yeah, it does sound like one of her characters. So.
Yeah, okay. Lucy, I've been through it all, baby. I'm Mother Courage. I'll be dragging my sable coat behind me in old age.
If that isn't the actress, then I don't know my Elizabeth Taylor novel.
Yes, that's the actress.
Okay.
For you. Okay.
Good job.
I mean, that's a brilliant quote, though. That's a brilliant.
Yeah, that's great. I want to put that somewhere. I don't know.
I get myself the sable coat and then I can say it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wishing it behind you. Yes. Okay, Kim, we're almost through with these. Okay. We got about five more. Kim, jealousy is the most absurd pain of all. How one resents it. To be made to suffer in public. The public indignity, the private pain. The shock of it lays dreadful waste in one's soul.
Author.
Yes. From A Game of Hide and Seek.
Okay. But also could apply to the actress. Yeah.
Lucy, if you don't praise people just sometimes a little early on, they die of despair or turn into Hitlers, you know?
Whoa.
That's okay. Actress?
No, it's the author.
Damn. Okay.
That's from Mrs. Palfrey at the Claremont.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I stand corrected.
These are well hard. Done. These are really, really hard. Kim.
The pressure's on now.
This is one of my favorite quotes.
Okay.
I dislike you and I hate you.
Actress.
Yes. She said that to Richard Burton.
Of course she did.
She was overheard saying that when she was mad at him. I dislike you and I hate you.
And I hate you.
Oh my God.
Lucy, it's as white hot as the depths of a diamond with an endless brilliance.
This is hard.
Think hard about the subject matter. It's as white hot as the depths of a diamond with an endless brilliance.
I want to say actress because she had lots of jewelry, like very impressive. Didn't he used to give her amazing presents? It's like there's like some beautiful jewelry described in the, or like really crazy jewelry. But then, yeah, I'm probably forgetting some very obvious. Okay, I'm going to go with actress.
It's the actress, yes. And it's from her White Diamonds ad.
I was worried for you because I felt like it was too obvious because of the White Diamonds. I figured she was trying to trick you.
Who can forget White Diamonds?
Way to go. No.
I guess she stared into the camera and said that. It's as white hot as the depths of a diamond.
This is just great.
Wait, okay. So did you get that right or
she
wrong?
She got it. She got it right.
Oh, okay. So
she said actress. I just thought
I did say actress,
it was going to be. Okay. I thought you were tricking her. And that
I know. Because
I thought I was going to get it wrong.
But that was hard. Yeah.
Okay, Kim. I love four-letter words. They are so terribly descriptive. They just give me a good feeling.
Actress.
Correct. Good job. And last one. So, Lucy, let's see. We have – you guys are tied. So, this is for the tiebreaker.
Okay.
My heart feels as though it is hemorrhaging.
Ooh. So, I mean – this could be either of them. So I'm going to have to go with my gut, which says actress.
You have won, Lucy.
Woo!
Incredible.
I'm really glad that our guest won.
The key was kind of hemorrhaging because she had so many hospitalizations and she was hemorrhaging all the time. So I was like, okay, that ties back into her medical maladies, description.
I think, Amy, you deserve the award for those questions.
Yeah, Amy, you deserve the award. But I'm sure we tied. Didn't we tie in that?
No, I think I got two wrong and you only got one wrong. I'm pretty sure I got two.
No, I got two wrong. I got two wrong, though.
It's possible that last one where I said, did Lucy get that right or not? I might have already marked
it. We need an independent adjudicator.
We need an audit. We need an audit. You really held your own, Kim. I thought you were not going to get any of these because you hadn't read Erotic Vagrancy. So I think it wound up working out perfect.
That was good.
Nobody embarrassed themselves.
You did an excellent job in putting it together.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
You did. Yeah, that was great.
An incredible job. If you haven't read, I mean, like, I had no excuse. I was supposed to have read both of these, all these things. So,
well, you've read a lot. So
you two win. That was so much fun, though.
Yeah, and truly, anyone listening is a winner if you have read any works by Elizabeth Taylor, the author, I think. She's great. So if this hopefully inspires people to go read more Elizabeth Taylor, that's the main goal.
And the biography as well.
And the Roger Lewis. Yeah, biography. Exactly. But anyway, Lucy, this was a little bit ridiculous, but thank you for playing along.
This was so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm now going to demand a quiz every time I come on the show, guys.
Oh,
so
we can do
just
that.
To warn you.
Yeah.
I thought it would be hard, but I didn't realize maybe quite how... like Elizabeth Taylor, the actress, she can certainly come out with some lines.
Definitely. Yeah, it was really illuminating to me. I did not expect that. It was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Very fun. Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to let you guys go and we'll call it a day. So that's all for today's episode. Join us back next week when we'll be discussing the Irish political poet Speranza, also known as Mom, to one Oscar Wilde. Our theme song was written and performed by Jenny Malone, and our logo was designed by Harriet Grant.
Lost Ladies of Lit is produced by Amy Helms and Kim Askew and supported by listeners like you.